Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. We got a lot to discuss. We're going to talk about things and introduce our co-hosts and everything in a second. I hope everybody turned their clocks forward, spring forward, so you're not missing the show. I also like to announce that both the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show and podcast are now being heard by more than 120 countries worldwide. And a little thing yesterday when I went to pick up some things at Walgreens for the house, and I went in there and I started to, and this young lady was in front of me and smiled at me and said, good morning. And I told her it's nice to have somebody say good morning and smile in the morning. And it's very nice. And then she turns around and starts talking. She's from Colombia, and she said, I recognize your voice from somewhere. And she was talking a little bit. And, oh yeah, you're the guy on the radio and the podcast. So the truth is, and the thing is that we just got into Colombia this past week. So the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People radio show and podcast is listed in Colombia, which is great. Because we got to get them free, and they're fine, the drug laws and stuff like that. So we'll get there, too. And talking about some of the anniversaries of what they call the great mistake, the embarrassment, when we walked out of Afghanistan, and the 13 heroes got killed because of the ineptitude of the Biden regime and their callousness and incompetence. And one of the guys on Twitter came back to me and said, what are you doing about it? And I said, we have people in there that are trying to rescue whatever's left behind. There's still hundreds, if not thousands, of assets and American citizens that are still hiding in and around the hills in Afghanistan, among other things, and the billions of dollars of materials that we left behind, we got destroyed. So we're working behind the scenes for that. But there are people there and doing it, and we are broadcasting into Afghanistan also. So it's interesting, just like we're doing in Venezuela and in Cuba and elsewhere, the voice, like the broadcast of America, the voice of freedom, we are that voice, and we're going to continue to do that. So that's a big thing. The other thing is, we're going to be paying more attention to what we call the lower branches, the leaves, instead of the tree itself, and away from the narcissistic, the psychotic individual, and focus on pulling and saving other people's lives and getting the information out and do it that way and help others. But we do have to correct a couple things. One, no one that we know of has been calling or making calls or complaints about this individual. But we do know that there's between 5 and 10 undercover cops or all kinds of different law enforcement agencies that's been keeping an eye on him and his wife because of the past behavior and the constant attacks that he has made on individuals over the years. And number one. Number two, whenever the police come knocking at your door, especially if they're responding to a call, you let them in, because if you don't, that's considered obstruction. And if they have a subpoena or a warrant, you have no choice. But when they're responding to a call like domestic dispute, they're required to go in and to lease, even if it's the calls are found. They have to at least go and check on the residents or the people that are living in the domicile to see if they're okay before they leave. That's their job. They have no choice of doing that. And if anyone interferes, they can actually be arrested for obstruction, and that includes nurses. They have to see the individual or individuals in a particular spot to see if they are healthy, if everything's okay. And then report it back in, it'll be reported as unfound, and that's how it works. That's training. Every law enforcement does that. It's required. And the body cams will show everything anyway, so this way it's protecting you and the officers at the same time. You know. And one other thing, when you go, and this is for every senior that goes into, you know, a lot of seniors, when the kids can't take care of them, they put their mom and dads in a nursing home. So they have 24/7 medical, and they're overseen and they're taken care of. It's a good way to make sure that whatever things that's going on with these individuals are taken care of and done right. How it's paid for? Well, they take their Social Security, SSI, as a means to pay. So once you go into a nursing home, whoever's going in loses their Social Security or SSI, because it helps pay for the wealth of keeping of the individual. It's like rent. So if you're married and your husband goes into a nursing home, the next month you're only going to get the wife's Social Security and SSI, but the husband's go directly to the nursing home. That's the law. And that happens because that's how they pay it. Because otherwise they're going to bill you, and it's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to deal with this. And if you've got all these other stuff that's coming down, it could cost millions. And the taxpayers are not going to pay for your stuff. So that's the deal there. So that's a good thing. Those are the things. Those are the laws, I said. Now, before I get into Scarlett, just before we went on the air, we got a news report that more than 1,000 illegals are rushing the gates in the southern border, drug dealers, gangs, whatever. And this is coming by Todd Stearns and others. There are more than 1,000 people rushing the gates right now to try and illegally get into this country. You got people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz that's says, screw the American people. Screw the homeless that we have in this country. Screw the veterans that we have in this country. Let's bring in more illegals. That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That's what the Democrats are doing. And that's a big thing there. Also, the other big story is that Elizabeth Warren just told Biden that Kamala Harris has to go. She's being indicted. She's going to go to prison for a long time. You got to fire her now. And that's what that came over the way the last few days. So, and we all know what's going to happen with Biden. So that's the stepping stone to have Trump back in on the 3rd of April. Anyway, let me bring in, introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Any comment?
When I put my mother and father into an assisted living facility, you had to immediately surrender. You had to fill out paperwork to surrender all money.
Yeah, that's how they pay for it.
Doesn't go that way. It's an immediate. You have to fill out paperwork to surrender it because it's not free.
Yeah, but they're doing that in the middle of the month. If you're doing it in the middle of the month, it's the next one.
I know people who didn't pay it, and they sue you. They go after you. Nursing homes and assisted living facilities screw around here. They want the money because they're not government funded at all. They're all private institutions unless it's a government nursing home, and I've never heard of that. So they're all independent, and they all get money from the individual or individuals that go in there, and they get taken care of. Okay, nothing's free. Okay, the medical isn't free, the food isn't free, the electricity isn't free. You have to set up your own phone to pay for that. You have to bring your own stuff in. Because you have to bring your own TV or whatever, your clothing and your own sleepwear stuff.
It's like living in an apartment, so you're paying rent. The rent is your Social Security.
Full care, you know, and you have a shower. Did you go shower and to brush your teeth or to do business?
You
share a room because you have a roommate, okay? And they have the control environment of the air conditioning, and you have the window, and if it's cold, you can turn on the heat, and they have certain hours of visiting. You have to sign in, and there's a dining room if you want to go eat with residents, or it's brought to you in your own room. So it's a great environment. They take awesome care of the individual or individuals that live in there. Yes. It's good. Okay, and if they're sick, they take care of them, and if they can't walk, they take care of them, or they have vision problems, or whatever problem they have
an exercise room.
There is a doctor in the facility on call, and they can go get their hair done. They can go get there's a place to buy munchies or magazines, or you can get a newspaper, read books. They come around with books if you want to read, or you can go and they play games in there, or they have shows, or they have arts and crafts. They do stuff. They also take the residents out on trips that they want to go out to eat, but you have to pay for it. Okay, that comes out of your own pocket. You know, you get an allowance from money that your family gives you. Money. Otherwise, there is nothing. All that money that if you are on Social Security or whatever it is, they take the whole thing. They take everything. Okay? If you don't pay it, they send shit after you. They do. My mother's roommate, shit after them. They went after that family. She was very upset. Okay? You know? This is bad. You don't want to screw around in this shit. Okay?
No, you're not supposed to, because
the state will go after you.
Yeah, because of course they don't want the tax. They don't want to rely on the tax base. But we got.
Oh no, they don't. They
I got an update on the situation that's happening at the border. Just south, this is near El Paso. Chaos at the border. We have breaking news. We've been doing talk. I opened up the show with the 1,000. Anyway, chaos
so
at the border with
near El
Paso. Chaos at the border with Juarez, Mexico, as more than 1,000 migrants, illegals, stormed the Mexican side of the Paso del Norte Bridge. And we have videos of it. And, of course, Christy Water says that Biden's border control policies.
So what are they doing? What is happening?
I don't know. It's ongoing. Texas has the National Guard there and the Border Patrol, and they'll arrest them as they come. We're not listening to Biden. We're going to take them down. So they're going to arrest them. But now that the Supreme Court said that Biden has to deport them immediately and eliminate the catch and release type program, that's gone. So now he has to deport them. Oh, well, they're deporting them anyway.
I have a question. Wasn't there a wall built?
Up to a point, but they're going through the point of entry area.
What'd you say? That was a bridge?
Yeah, that's a point of entry. They're rushing the point of entry.
And can't they block it?
They're working on that, but they're just certain areas we kept open because there's a border crossing where you could go in and out on the normal way. But
this sounds not humanitarian, but, you know, what happens if they shoot to kill?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So if bullets go up in the air, will that stop them?
Yeah, that would do it.
Would that intimidate them to turn around?
Yep.
So nobody would die, bullets in the air, and they would back off.
I would think so.
Well, there is an idea. Okay?
Oh, yep.
You know what? They can't be coming in here constantly and giving them welfare and everything. Okay? And they're printing money and paying the illegals and doing a lot of bad shit. We just gave $36 billion to bail out the union. He prints money.
I know.
So that's creating a situation with inflation.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Yellen just announced that the people that have monies in the bank account that defaulted, or will get their monies back.
Oh, from the Bitcoin shit?
Yeah, they'll get get their money.
Okay. How are they getting their money back? Biden printing?
I don't know. I guess what they're doing is they're taking the amount that's in the bank before it was the amount that they had before the crash, they're going to restore that, at least, not the Bitcoin currencies, but the regular cash into the bank.
Is it going to be like Enron, where the top echelon took all the money and everybody else got fried?
Might be. I don't know yet. But that's going there. But Biden's economy is so bad, banks are failing. And that's true. Debbie Wasserman shows us, at it again, only far-right extremists want more loaded guns in untrained firearm owners' hands. The Parkland family's Gabby Gifford for opposing this dangerous permitless carry bill, cloaked as a school safety measure. Tell your GOP rep to block it. First of all, okay, that's from the Sun Sentinel.
Gabby Gifford has no power.
No.
They just married their off their daughter. They have no power.
Yeah.
Okay? And the reason banks and these financial institutions are failing is because of the Bitcoin. Cryptocurrency is a corrupt entity. Corrupt. It's junk bonds. It's fake. There's no money behind it. It's just air. It's not real. It's surreal, going from surreal to here to there to everywhere. Okay, it's not real money. It's fake money. It's monopoly.
Okay. All right, a couple of things that's wrong about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. First of all, she's, of course, person's anti-gun. She has tons of weapons surrounding her every single day she walks around. If you want to have a gun-free zone, Debbie, start with your own security guards and bodyguards and armed security that you have there. If you want to do it that way, you know, do as I do, not as I say.
Armed security? Who is bothering her?
Nobody. But that's what she... The thing is, number one. Number two is constitutional carry works. Number one. Number two, it's not the gun. It's mental illness is the problem. Every one
people
of these incidents caused by people are mentally ill.
Don't do anything. It's just a resource. It's a tool. That's all it is.
Mental people with mental health issues are the ones that that's the problem. We are not focusing on what's there. If you start focusing on why people have mental health issues, go and figure that out. Work it down. Eliminate the problems. Yeah, one of the biggest idiots that we did was when we emptied out the institutions in New York that time after Geraldo Rivera's little story, and they decide, oh, it's so bad and everything else. So they empty out the institutions, and that's when crime starts to really rise. Look, if these people have a situation where you shouldn't, if they're not able to carry a weapon because you're afraid they're so violent, why are they in the street in the first place? Let's put them in an institution and keep them away, number one. Number two, what got Nicholas Cruz the weapon, even though they know he has some mental health issues, is because of the Promise Program, which was developed, designed by Obama, Eric Holder, and Robert Runcie, and Arne Duncan.
If people were nice to him and treated him with respect, who had a moral compass, he would have never done what he did.
That's number one. And, oh, by the way, David Hogg is one of those bullies that did that. David Hogg's an opportunist and an idiot. And his GPA is under 3, and yet he went to Yale, to Harvard. You know, we need to get people into universities. We need to get the people in the universities that actually are smart and intelligent and not because of their political views.
And a moral compass and care about other people and not jack up on them. And how about being nice to them with kindness? What is wrong with that?
Nothing. We need to do that. We need to learn how to be respectful
people
of others. We need to be able to.
Or browbeated or beat down because they're different. Everybody's different. It's great that everybody's different. That makes you an individual. And if you're not there to protect one another, what are you? You're shit. You're not a good Samaritan. You don't have any heart and soul. You know, all you're out is about yourself, which sucks.
Well, if you constantly talk about yourself and not about us and how to help others,
okay,
then you're only up for yourself.
So, I mean, if you're going to be, it's good to be good to people.
Yeah.
It makes them feel good. You know, when I go out, do whatever I do so I can walk and get exercise, it's wonderful. You know, it's nice to say hello, how are you? And I do it all the time. It's nice. Have a great day. It's nice to see you. How's your family? You know, people get smiles on their face. You know, it generates something really awesome. You know, everybody needs to do that. You need to follow me because it really, it's good. It's great to feel good. You know, you feel good inside and it rubs off on other people. Okay? You know, and then you're not selfish scum. Okay, the world has enough of those. It's not a positive uplift in your life. You know, you're not gaining anything. Symbolism over substance. There is no substance behind that. Okay, it's just a symbol, which is a worthless piece of shit. It's all yours.
Okay. That's all right. You know what? You know what's great? You know, sometimes it's good to close the phone line to just a couple people, and if they call in, that's a call in. If you want to call in, be part of it. 515-602-9657. But sometimes we can just talk back and forth. It's a good thing, you know. And
You know why it would set a great role model and examples for children? Because our children are failing, and we're failing them. Everybody around, I'm not just saying me, I'm saying around me, in an environment, we're failing our children. We're just not getting the job done. Because if the left is so capable of destroying these little minds, that just says we're not doing our job. Okay? We're not getting in between that. We're not having them see another path, another thought. So
we got to stop trying to brainwash our kids.
Stop down on them.
We got to stop brainwashing our kids. You know, and stop introducing them to ideology that's really, really sick.
It's negative. It's poor. It's sad. Every time I turn around and I'm looking on Facebook, a parent is proud that their child changed their gender.
That parent should be arrested for child abuse.
Should have never been a parent.
Should never be a parent.
Why would you want to bolster that I failed my kid? They couldn't handle what's going on with inside and outside with them. What did I do wrong? How can I help my child to make it better? Not run away, not change it, but be strong and powerful and a warrior within yourself to do great stuff, okay? And it's not about the shell. You're still going to have poor coping skills, and you're still going to be in that shell no matter what. It's still there. The problem wasn't resolved. It's just a Band-Aid to the real situation that is going on inside this person or those people.
You know, that's true. And, you know, the parents really, you know, parents got to realize that God's creature, you're an image of God, and it's God's image, and he created male and a man, and he created woman. He created male and female. The female was to accommodate the male and to bring more individuals that will be in their image, so you can, to build a population of humans. We're going to do it that way, say it that way. God did not create a man to marry another man or a woman to create another woman. That's not how it works. And if you do that, eventually you're going to end the population because it doesn't work that way. But the point is, you got to be comfortable on your own skin. If you're born with a penis, you're a boy, a man. If you're born with vagina, you're a woman, a female. It's whatever it is. You got to be comfortable in your skin. It's up to the parents to install values and morals and to self-esteem, to pick up their self-esteem and confidence in themselves. What makes this country so great is that we have an opportunity. And this country gives you an opportunity to succeed in life, to fulfill your passions and dreams. But it's up to the parent to instill that anything is possible if you work hard and you believe in yourself and you follow and what's in your heart and soul, and not listen to any peer pressure, indoctrination, stuff like that. They're out to destroy you, and that's what the leftists, that's what the Democrats are doing, that's what the communists are doing. They don't want you to be a boy and a man. They don't want you to be a woman, you know, a girl and a woman.
And a mother.
They want you to, and a mother. They don't want you to procreate into a family. They want to destroy it, control you.
Right.
Right now,
so
there's a lot of people, a lot of, especially in blue states, that are allowing their kids to be indoctrinated in school. A lot of parents are very pissed off on it. And now there's legal action amongst these stuff. I urge everyone to go to Alliance Defending Freedom. That's Alliance Defending Freedom. Look it up on their website. And they have 4,600 lawyers that are actually volunteering their time in these lawsuits. And the only way they go through it is through donations to the community and the drives that they have. That's how they're doing it. But these lawyers...
ALLIANCEDEFENDINGFREEDOM, and what is it, .com or .org?
.org, I believe.
And then you should go there just to read about it. Maybe you
read the cases,
or you could direct them to the website. You know,
right now they're taking up these cases. Right now they're taking up these cases, and if you actually go to the site and decide to be part of it and contribute to it, every dollar you send in is four times the impact that spreads out the case, of four times the cases that they can get, four times the procedures they can do. It's really awesome to do it. It's a good thing. Alliance Defending Freedom is also the one that it's also working.
Everybody needs support and help. Everybody needs that. And you have these, to reach out, and these tentacles will help you.
No else is involved with this like this. Family Research Council is another one. That's another one that's out there. Heritage Foundation is another one. And there's others. You know, and helping kids.
They're not right. They're just there to help families. And everybody needs it. Okay? Something they could do for you. They're not trying to take over your life. They're not going to take your child away from you. They're not going to give you a hassle. They're going to listen to you. And
you
know, it's good to have someone to listen to. A support bank. Okay?
Yep.
It's not big bro. It's not little bro. It's just good people who are here to listen, and their door is open to hear that.
Yep, that's it.
You know what tune we haven't heard in a long time?
Which one? What do you want?
I'm thinking. Continue to speak. I'll get back to you. Young Bloods.
Which one is that?
Get together.
I don't know if we have it. I have. We got Living the USA, The Doors, Won't Back Down, Rocky Theme.
How about The Doors? I could enjoy some Jim Morrison.
Here we go. You know, we're going to make a little noise right now. We'll dedicate, you know what, we'll dedicate that song to the yesterday's birthday girl. How's that? Do you think we should do that? Scarlett?
Sure.
Do we think we should do that?
No.
Nah.
No, no. You know who I'd like to dedicate it to? I actually love her as much as you do. Let's dedicate it to Em, because she did great yesterday, huh?
Okay. Next, okay, Em, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just for our listening audience, she's special needs. She's a young lady. She's 31 years old. Nobody thought she'll be alive after 10 or 15 years old. She was a Make-A-Wish girl. And this young lady here is following her dreams. She's doing her thing. She came in first of all FEMA yesterday. She's been coming in top three in a lot of the marathons that she's been doing and stuff like that, and she's qualified to a lot of different things, including Boston Marathon. That song
she's
is dedicated.
Invited.
Yeah,
she's invited to some big marathons.
Right,
it's
and
very,
she's always and even
so,
the press
so
is now watching
her.
Yeah, and even
you know?
The press. Yeah, and even the press is watching over her. She's been interviewed by a number of the media down here over a period of time.
That doesn't
and,
happen unless she's something really fabulous, and she is fabulous.
Yeah, she's special. This young lady is special. She's a gorgeous young lady. She's out there. She loves history. She loves exploring things. In every city that she goes to do running or whatever, she goes and explores. She loves animals, including Timmy the Turtle, among other things. That's the episode that comes to the backyard.
Tommy
and there's
the
a bunch of others. What is it?
Hello. Tommy the Turtle.
Tommy the Turtle. Okay.
That's right.
And all that. But just before, the day before the race, she goes, who's going to challenge the queen? And we come back, nobody's going to beat Queen Emily. And that's stuck. And now everywhere she goes, everybody knows her as Queen Emily. She's really good. And
she came in third in a 26-mile marathon.
Right.
Wonderful. And as she would say, woo-woo. I love it.
Yeah, woo-woo.
She gets a woo-woo. You know what?
Yeah.
You know what
I want to tell you, I was introduced to her several years back by the late Dan Emmons at Marlins Park, and I met her under the Budweiser sign and stuff like that. And her, and that's where I met Danny and the other one from Fish Family. I got introduced to Fish Family, became part of Fish Family. But when I first met Emily, because of her upper body strength, her legs, I thought she was a diva or a wrestler. And now she just works out, and then she runs. But she and I became pretty close friends. It's her mom, I call her my second mom at times with the way things are going. We don't speak politically, but that's okay. But other than that, everything she does, she really does great. And we always give her an awesome. And she's out there doing her thing. And she also is a little bit like the weather girl in some way, because she takes pictures of the sky at sunset. She likes to take moon pictures. She's got a great camera.
Great photos of the moon.
Yeah, she's got a great camera.
The whole essence of it. It's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't tried on my camera yet because that's a new phone. But I know a couple of stuff that she's doing.
Her photography is
excellent.
Very lovely.
I take a picture of my shake.
Of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive. Okay? She always wanted another career. Photography would definitely be there. She's a great artist. Okay?
You know, I'll tell you, no, it's great. You know, the thing is, if you follow, see, she never gave up. When everybody said whatever, everybody told her, well, you know, to make a wish girl and everything, nobody thought she was going to live or anything. She never gave up. She kept trying. She kept thriving. She kept saying things. She knows she has this, whatever situation she had, she knows she had it, and she overcame it, and she hasn't had any thesis or anything since she was 15. But the point is, she's focused on fulfilling her passions and her dreams, whether it be teaching, running, or history or anything. She is focused on that, and she's enjoying her life. And all those are the positive people that I like to get that single mom to hang out with, because it will help her out a lot for being a mom and helping her bring up her five-month-old son. It will work perfectly. People like that is what she needs to be at, not people that are not frauds, murderers, or thugs. See, that's the difference. So she needs to... Yeah, she needs to go...
She is a kindred spirit. She has class.
Emily's great.
She has a moral compass. She has heart and soul.
Yeah.
Good.
So Emily's great. You know, and that's a good thing. And I have a lot of people I know over the last several weeks and months and years that we kind of made a U-turn. We went to a fork in the road, and we went, step going left, we went right, step right, going left, you know. We changed directions. We got rid of the trash and started focusing on people that has the empathy and the passion to uplift people and to inspire them to be successful, and we work on that. See, positive results, positive people get positive results. Successful people breed success. And it's a great thing. What, by the way, when you get a chance, I was going to say, when you get a chance, please watch while you can the documentary on History Channel called Grant, for Ulysses S. Grant. It's really interesting, and he overcame a lot of stuff to be the greatest general during the Civil War, and helped a lot after while president. He got a raw deal at the end, but his situation is really good. But Grant was a great general, and he was persistent, and he overcame everything, including alcoholism. So,
according to what?
Alcoholism. Grant was a
big-time
alcoholic.
He was an alcoholic. Okay.
Yeah, big time. Well, but he this was extremely successful. They call him Unconditional Surrenders was his nickname was for a while. They call him the Butcher. The South call him the Butcher, because every time he wins something, the other side has to unconditionally surrender. They won't take any terms. You surrender or you keep going. And he drives, and he's strategic, and he did a lot of interesting stuff, including making a platoon bridge.
He's better than Milli Vanilli.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of good generals. Right now, we need a patent on MacArthur, because we're about to get into a very bad situation. China's Express is flexing its muscles, and not only in Taiwan, but it's also supporting the Russians in Ukraine. By the way, Russia was supposed to take over a specific town, a district. They lost. They couldn't do it. And the resistance by Ukraine is very strong. And they're being starting to be back to Russia again.
Is the CCP going to be helping in Ukraine now?
I don't know. But the CCP has a foothold in this country, Biden. No,
well,
so.
How so?
Finances. Don't forget the Burisma and the Chinese money and all the stuff. Don't forget also more.
When is our budget? When is our budget due?
June, I believe. And right now they're not going to. We have no deal.
We're three and a half months away.
Right. There's no deal. There's no deal in lifting the debt ceiling, and we're not going to.
Let me ask you a question. What happens if we falter on our loans?
Just don't have to create the AAA rating. It'll go down to AA. We'll go. It'll be a lot.
It will hurt
this country a little bit, but it'll hurt China. But the biggest problem right now is not that. The biggest problem right now is fentanyl, the drug trade, at the open borders when you have thousands of people.
Why isn't Congress closing the borders?
They're doing what they can. They're working on it now, but they're allocating behind the back door to funds to secure states to so they can get the borders done that way. Biden, they have to circumvent Biden because Biden will veto anything going for walls and stuff like that.
Give the state the money.
That's what they're doing. They're giving the states the money so we could do it that way.
Okay.
If
there's 3 weeks worth left of building, why is this not being engaged? They've been in there a while.
They're doing it. Texas Governor Abbott's doing it, and DeSantis is working with various stuff. And we're working on some of this, and we're working it through, but it takes time, and we're working on it. But I got a better question. Why is the Democrats so bent on supporting drag shows, indoctrinating kids? Another one, he's no longer in the state legislature, Carlos Gormel Smith, another idiot. Florida Republicans are pushing extreme new laws to throw parents in prison for bringing their families to see certain drag shows and give the state power to politically target and shut down LGBTQ-friendly businesses.
Why are children underage allowed in the clubs?
They're not supposed to, number one. The license is being revoked. DeSantis is doing that already, and we've been ordered to do that, too. That's number one. Number two is that parents that take their kids to drag shows should automatically charge for child abuse and have their kids taken away from them. They are literally destroying the mindset of these kids. If a child is born with a penis, that person is a boy. Get him comfortable in his own skin. Same thing. The child's born with a vagina, it's a girl. Get her comfortable
because
in his own skin.
Because the Democrats messed them up. So in turn, they're messing their children up.
Right. That's why you need to charge them with child abuse. I agree with DeSantis and the Republicans. Parents got to learn how to be parents.
Every drag show should have security there.
Right. 18 and over, and that's what it should be. And the books that I'd be taking, would you want to have pornography? First of all, the pedophilia and pornography in these schools, and that's got to stop, and they're doing it. Would you like your 5-year-old to be subject to pedophilia or pornography?
Let's stop. They're doing that here in Florida.
They did. We took the books out. There were a lot of books that were out. We took it out, and doing it in other states. This goes back to... Same thing that goes back to the legal action by Alliance Defending Freedom and Family Research Council and the Heritage Foundation and their legal teams.
Those books say for 18 years and older in them?
I don't know. I can't answer that. The best way, again, it goes back to parenting. If you want your child to grow up with values and morals and dignity and self-respect and the ability to succeed in life, get them away from left-wing dingbats for one thing. Get them, teach them how to be responsible and respectful and dignified. Be comfortable in your skin.
What are you going to do with the ones that are already dingy in the head?
Probably going to have to deprogram them. Probably just what they're creating is people with mental health issues. They are mentally ill. They need to stop that.
Hold it. I'm not just saying just bullying. Where do you think some mental health comes from?
And people interfering with people's minds like the Democrats have been doing for years. And then they go and say, blame the gun. Well, it's not the gun. It's the mental health. It's their own tactics. What's responsible for Stoneman Douglas and 90% of the shootings in schools is the Promise Program or something similar to that, created by the Democrats to try and reduce crime by hiding crime.
We can't go back 15 years.
No. Anyway, we got to the final 8 minutes.
So my thought is, get Biden out, get Trump in, try to do something here. Each state needs to take care of them, but the left-wing states are just not going to do that. And people keep
that's why crime rates are so high in some of the states. But there are places around that actually eliminate drug shows from coming down. Right.
When they lose a loved one, then they wake up. And that is my close for the night. This is Scarlett Butler wishing everyone a great week. I'll be back on Wednesday. God bless you. 8 p.m. And I will be back then. Bye.
I want to thank everybody for listening to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And all those new countries that are coming in, and the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. Now, Anchor is no longer in existence as the way it's set up. They merged with Spotify, and now it's Spotify, they call it Podcasters Network, which ties us into Joe Rogan and Dan Bongino and Mark Levin and a bunch of others. And we're out there in various networks besides, and I'd like to welcome all our listeners coming out that are living in Colombia, because I ran into somebody at Walgreens that actually heard us while they were in Colombia, and it was really good. I want to thank them. I want to thank people in the chat room, Ron Rec, among others. It's your life. It's what you got to deal with and what you got to move on for. Always be positive. Always look for the positive results. Always look for to get rid of the negative, get rid of the poisons, get rid of the toxics, and continue to move in that direction into a positive, more uplifting, inspiring environment. Success brings success. Love brings love. Positive brings positivity, and that's what you got to focus on. It's the community, it's the environment that you are, and if you go to an environment that actually is successful and positive and away from crime, your children will be brought up in a better way and with dignity and self-respect and confidence and self-esteem. It's up to you as a parent to choose the neighborhood that you're in and the community that you associate with. Stay away from drug dealers, murderers, and nutcases, and concentrate on people that are law-abiding, and get yourself healthy, fulfill your passions and dreams, because we are the greatest nation on earth. Everything is possible if you work hard. Just look at the Queen and all the other stuff. It's up to you as an individual. We all have it in our heart and soul to be the best. Get it there. Instill that to your children. Let them understand that they can succeed in life if they work hard on it. It does pay off. And if something happens, just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and continue to fight to win. And that's how you do it. Positive people bring positive results. Anyway, I want to thank everybody again. We're on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. You never know what the subject is. You know what's going on. We're going to keep an eye on certain events that's taking place in Florida, including Broward County. There'll be some big press conferences in the next few days and weeks, and things are happening. You never know. Anyway, God bless you all, and have a very blessed day. And again, tune into our podcast, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, as well as the radio show. Have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly today, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the